Janina Fialkowska, the pianist with Chopin's Mazurka No. 10 in B-flat. That's from Janina's Complete Mazurkas recording. Bottom of the clock here on The Oasis. It's Mark Wigmore with you and our look at the arts. What you're hearing right now debuted last night, and you can now enjoy the Against the Grain Theater film production of Savitri through atgtheater.com, the website. The last production of Messiah Complex earned international attention for its experimental take on Handel's masterpiece, this time Gustav Holst. The film is based on a 100-year-old chamber opera by the English composer, and it premiered last night exactly a century to the day after its debut in London.
My name is Savitri. I'm named after the goddess of the sun who granted me to my parents after 18 years of waiting and praying for a child.
Savitri is based on the ancient Hindu legend from the Mahabharata. A king prays for children every day for 18 years and is rewarded with a perfect daughter. Savitri is a symbol of light, love, and deep devotion. Satyavan is a forest-dwelling prince and Savitri's love interest. He's doomed to die 1 year after marriage as Yama, the Hindu god of death, looks on.
I am death.
The cast in this film includes soprano Mer Pavri. Along with her vocal talent, she's an actress appearing in Pixels with Adam Sandler. She sometimes opens Raptors games and was Miss India Canada in 2007. She's joined by decorated tenor Andrew Hadji and rising star bass baritone Vartan Gabrielian. Miriam Khalil is the film's director. This is her directorial debut, in fact, after years as a celebrated soprano with the Canadian Opera Company, the Royal Conservatory, the Glyndebourne Festival Opera, the Pacific Opera Victoria, and a long list beyond that. She's a graduate of the COC Ensemble Studio. Miriam Khalil, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So opera fans, we'll watch through Against the Grain through mid-July, and this is a 40-minute opera, Savitri. Why did you want to be the one to tell this story?
Well, interestingly, Joel had found the score in a bin where libraries get rid of scores that they don't want.
The old 25-cent bin, if you will.
Yes, exactly, and just sort of had it around. And we were thinking of projects during COVID that could work in a film setting. And so when we re-looked at this specific story, which was meant to be performed outside without you seeing the orchestra or the chorus, only the three leads are meant to be seen, it kind of felt a little bit perfect for the cinema. So we were kind of already in that kind of mode. And so when I listened to it, I didn't look up the context. I just wanted to see how it would speak to me as a piece that I knew nothing really about. And immediately, Savitri, the lead person in the opera, just seemed like a real powerhouse and just an incredible example of what we don't really always see in opera heroines. You know, women, they tend to die, be victims, but she was very much the hero in the story. And not only that, just a very sort of unconditional, loving, extremely spiritual and open person. And so I just felt very excited. Not only that, but the music was extremely beautiful. And so that's what spoke to me about it. And I immediately could sort of imagine what the story could look like.
Just as an aside, I did enjoy the opera earlier this week. I watched it at home. And I think you and the ATG team should be really proud. It's very, very beautiful. The audio, the video, the mix, just a real pleasure to watch. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us how a piece from Gustav Holst, I mean, this is the man behind The Planets, which we play here all the time on the program. Mm. How did his piece from 100 years ago transform into what we're seeing today? Or did it?
Well, first of all, just in terms of what's going on in the world, not just in the world of classical music, but in the world in terms of not just embracing diversity, but really celebrating diversity and diverse voices. This is a story that had all of that in there. It was written by a British composer, but the story is, it's about the longest epic poem in Sanskrit. It's a Hindu story, and it's a very famous poem, and it's just a small chapter from that specific story. So to be able to rekindle the colors that you might hear had it been written by someone that is South Asian. So we commissioned a piece for the beginning and the end to be played by two masters of their instruments from India. And one of them lives just outside Toronto, and the other in the UK. The instrument is called a sarod. It's a string instrument, and the player's name is Arnab Chakrabarta, and his partner Shabazz Hussain, and he's playing the tabla. So we had that kind of bookend the opera. And then we also, because the story starts sort of at the very peak of the action, we decided to sort of reroute the story where it begins, which is when Savitri comes of age.
That's certainly a choice to make.
Yeah. So rather than start at the beginning of the opera, we took it back a little bit in the action when you see the movie.
If you're just joining us, celebrated soprano and performer, now film director, Miriam Khalil is here. Her production of Savitri with Against the Grain Theater is streaming through July 11th. You can secure your free or pay what you can tickets or a whole bunch of different options there at the website, atgtheater.com. Miriam, tell us about your cast.
So we have amazing soprano Mare Pavri playing Savitri, wonderful tenor Andrew Haji playing Satyavan, and Vartan Gabrielian playing the role of Yama, or Death, the god of death.
And it felt like, you know, I'm not sure what the chemistry was for this group, but it worked.
They were amazing. So it was interesting because of COVID, we didn't have a lot of in-person time. So we did have some screen Zooms together where we talked through the entire score. And we had actually what was called, I don't know if you've heard of this program, I'm not plugging it, but it's called Jam Kazam.
Okay.
And you can practice without any delay. So everyone was in their house with their mics. And we had a rehearsal where we ran the opera from beginning to end with Simon Rivard, listening and kind of giving suggestions before we got to meet in person to record the score in person with the amazing orchestra that we had. So it was kind of one of those strange, felt like a little bit futuristic experiences where you're in the room with people, but you're not really, and you're all making music. And then for the filming, it was 2 days. So I knew that they were all fantastic artists.
Performers on stage too.
Yeah. But to see them in person and how incredibly they connected. And it was interesting because we were talking to Andrew, and he had said that for months he hadn't really seen anybody or shook anyone's hand except for his wife. And the first person whose like hand he had to hold was Mare's after like months of only being with his family and his son. So it was just kind of one of those amazing moments where there's a lot of spark between the cast, all three of them. You know, they're meant to kind of be one person, one consciousness in a way, all three of them. And that's kind of a beautiful, it really felt that way. They felt like they were friends already and joking around. And
I think we can feel that energy too that you're talking about after being isolated and holding hands, two beautiful people, lovely. I'll ask too, you said you have 2 days to put this together. Where did you shoot this? And tell us a little bit, because I think the setting plays a big role in our enjoyment of this operatic film.
So just in Prince Edward County, we borrowed the farm of Elizabeth MacDonald, who's a soprano and wonderful voice teacher. Her family owns, I can't remember the exact number, but 70-something acres of land. And her father has planted hundreds of trees. It's incredible. They're walnut trees and they're of different sizes. So when we went to look at the farm, to have a space where you can actually have the freedom to use this, the entire space without people kind of walking in on your shot. Because initially when we were talking about it, we were thinking, well, where can we get a space where, you know, you won't have just like a random person coming into.
Right. you need it to look like, you know, ancient history to some degree.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we had only 2 days because of COVID. Every time we sort of would plan something, the restrictions would change. So we wanted to make sure that we were in a space that was big enough so that if we had to sort of modify, we could do it. And so it was kind of the perfect place to do it.
We are in this time of cultural upheaval, and I think this production is a monument of that change. And frame that for us, for you personally. What does it mean for you to see this project come to fruition?
Well, just as like, I grew up, I'm Lebanese. I came to Canada when I was 7. So, and I think for myself as a, you know, a young person growing up, I didn't always identify with everybody I was seeing on stage or,
of course,
there was a certain type of depiction of Arabs that I didn't necessarily agree with or understand. It's important to me to be represented by someone that has gone through similar experiences. And I think a lot of the cast would say similar things. I know Mayor has talked about that, not always having people of color to look up to in the industry. It's changing, but it means a lot to me that we do a project like this the way we've done it specifically, because we've talked at lengths. We've, you know, it's certainly not going to be perfect, but I know that we've put every single ounce of love and care into every decision that we made when we decided to do this. And also to bring light to, you know, even the singers and their cultures, maybe that is not something that would have been highlighted in another production. Both Andrew and Mayor are South Asian. So it's important to celebrate that and to be able to do it in a show where they can be everything. And also my associate director, she's Punjabi Canadian. And so we had discussions at length and about costumes and how we can show the beauty of the costuming without being stereotypical or sort of taking away from the through line.
And I'll note the costumes are absolutely stunning, especially in a film setting as well. Miriam Khalil, pleasure to speak with you. Congratulations for completing this project. I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Against the Grain Theater's production of Savitri and Miriam's directorial debut, available to enjoy through July 11th, atgtheater.com for your free tickets, or pay what you can or other donation options for you as well. Support the company. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM.
What a dream, yea, so too was my weariness. My awe had seized me, I was her slave. Now has she fled.